The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Ready. Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. If you're just getting in your car and heading out in this mess, be careful. Don't want any blitzers and accidents. Just drive slow, relax. We'll try to keep you entertained for the next 2 hours. Then you're on your own after that.
Tracy says, and of course Tracy's biased because she hates Alabama passionately. She said, Tua surely didn't win the SEC championship game. I would vote Murray because he avenged the one loss, which he brought his team back in from three touchdowns down, and performed the same amazing level all year. Tua failed to show up in his last game, if it matters. My thought is, Tua played injured in the last game, played his worst game, and they still won. The next closest game that Alabama played this year was 24 points. No one was on their level. And Jeff makes a good point. Any consideration from Heisman voters that Tua usually only played three quarters and still had gaudy stats? I think there should be. Yeah. And if you're asking, if you're going to punish him for not playing in fourth quarters, dude, you're opening up a can of worms for teams to just, you know, I actually think Nick Saban, who's normally not a nice guy, he pulled off the gas pedal in some games where they could have won by 50. And he's just like, yeah, you know what? Let's get out of here. And to me, Tua doing what he did, and when you say, you know, playing three quarters, more often than not, he's playing two quarters or two and a half quarters. And you know, like I said, their next closest game was 24 points against Mississippi State. Oklahoma almost lost to Army. There's one guy who's dominated all season long. He has been the, if you watch these games, there's no question who the best player on the field is. It's Tua.
Joe says, so you're saying I shouldn't go get drunk at a bar because I've had a crappy week. Make sure it's close to home.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Don't be, it sounds like it's going to be really bad, guys, in all seriousness. If I were you, I'd just get home or certainly close enough to home where it's a few blocks if you got one of those places. Disco says her work's biggest fundraiser of the year is tomorrow. Please send your good juju that it doesn't flood.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm concerned about my flight getting out at 6 in the morning. Because
I got to get up early and drive to Austin.
Yeah, it's supposed to be bad then. But yeah, mega Doppler, not good.
Just the mega.
Yeah, I don't, you know, without getting into a full weather report, just looking at it now, it's not good. And it's right over us and more to come. So 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. 346 is driving from Beaumont right now. Wish me luck. Good luck with that. And here's a question that I don't think you can answer. If Alabama doesn't have Tua, would they still gone undefeated?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can answer that.
Yeah, it's a tough question. I mean, it's a good question.
It is. What I will say is the game that that Tua leaves with an injury is Alabama's closest game. And granted, it's by far the best team they played, so it's kind of...
Yeah, it's hard to judge.
It is hard to judge. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
But the flip side is it was the toughest team they played, and Jalen Hurts beat them.
Yeah.
So
what I will say is this. If Tua's not playing, Alabama's, like every other Alabama team, they're obviously great, but they're not historically great. The reason why everybody thought Alabama was historically great this year is because they've never had this explosive of an offense. They've always been sort of they've had quarterbacks who don't turn the ball over, take care of the ball, you know, don't take big chances, and a powerful running game. This year they've basically got the same smash mouth defense that they normally have, and they can run the ball, and they have a quarterback who can, you know, light up the scoreboard. So I think if you think this team is truly historically great, which Vegas apparently still does. I mean, the numbers that they're getting is historically, they're historical favorites against everybody. Then you should believe that Tua is the reason why.
All right. You want to, that's where we usually go through the lines. We've already hit a bunch of them. Lamont says, after Harvey's 50 inches, I yawn at 8 inches. So does my wife. Let's go and take a look at the games and... Ravens, Chiefs minus 6.5. I'd like it. If it had been 7.5, I would have taken the Ravens, which is what it opened at.
Yeah.
Tell you what I do like, over 51.5.
See, I'm kind of liking under, and you got a good early number on this. You turned it in at 50, and I've seen this up to 52.5 in some places. I feel like because Baltimore is going to continue to be this running team, run heavy team. They're running so many more plays than I think they've run like 21 more plays per game since Lamar Jackson's been the quarterback than the average NFL team, which is just crazy. So they're ball control offense now. The Chiefs can't stop the run. So it feels like it's going to be like watching a service academy play. You know what I mean? Like both these teams are just going to move the ball.
I think the Ravens are a lot more explosive than that. And they're going to get big plays in the running game, especially against this Chiefs defense.
Maybe so.
So I don't care if they're going to run it a lot. They're going to score. Colts, Texans, now 4.5 Texans. I don't really have an opinion on this game at all.
I like the Colts in this game.
Browns, Panthers, now a pick'em. Give me Panther now.
I think you have to. It's such a square side, but I don't. And Carolina sucked lately, but again, Cleveland, no matter what they do, they continue to get love in the market. I don't get it. I don't understand why being on Hard Knocks suddenly made this team like a darling of bettors, but apparently it has.
Packer minus 4.5 against Falcon. I wasn't on this game until I read Stephen the Weather Guy's weather report. And the fact that the Falcons, the last time they played outdoors in the cold, they got rolled by the lousy-ass Browns.
Yeah.
I'll take Packers here.
I kind of lean that way, too. I don't really like the number. The Packers may be a team I use in, like, a money line parlay. I think the Packers win, but I don't know by how much. I do think that Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and try to make a statement. You know, he wants to prove that he was right. And if they go out and just house the Falcons, then he kind of does that. So if I were to lean aside, it'd be Green Bay.
Oof. Did you see the what Travis just tweeted us?
No.
The weather map?
No.
That's not pretty. So be careful out there, guys.
Jeez.
Yeah.
It looks like the sun.
Yeah, exactly. but, all right, where were we? We were at Saints-Buccaneers, 9.5 on the Saints. I don't know. I road game, weather, again, it's going to be windy, front going through. So I read that article. I probably might go Buck here, plus 9.5.
I like the under. If I have to pick anything on that game, I think that the thought is, oh, these are two elite offenses. It's going to be a big high-scoring game. But with the weather the way it is, I think it's going to be more of a grinding game. Under 55 sounds good to me.
Bills -3 over the Jets.
I like the Bills there. -3 is a good number. I think you're starting to see Josh Allen really, really come together. So basically what this is telling you is the Jets and the Bills are equal teams. And I think we've seen over the last few weeks, the Bills are better than I thought even, than most people thought. They're not one of the two or three worst teams in the league. The Jets, they're still in that conversation. They're still really, really bad. The Jets, there's no, I guess Sam Darnold is probable, questionable at this point. No one knows.
Yeah.
If he plays, it may end up being worse for the Jets because he's not going to be 100%. And when he's been 100%, he hasn't looked all that great to begin with. So I like Bills -3 here.
Patriots -8 at Fins.
I think I have to say Dolphins. I don't like it because I think the Dolphins suck. But the Dolphins always seem to give the Pats problems in Miami. It's going to be a no play for me because I just think Miami's so much worse than New England. But it does seem to be a trend that when the Patriots go to Miami, for whatever reason, they struggle there. I don't really get it, but I still think the Patriots are getting healthy, which makes me want to play them. But for this one week, I'm staying away.
Rams -3 now over the Bears. I think I got to take Ram here at -3.
Yeah, it's getting tough. I understand the love for the Bears, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like this is going to be a sort of a grinding type game with Mitch Trubisky back. I think the Bears become a more run heavy team because he runs the ball. He adds to that, and I think that the Rams are going to stick to a run-heavy offense, which makes me think under 51.5 is a good play. But if I had to pick a side, I think it's the Rams. I just think they're the significantly better team.
Giants -3.5 now against Redskins. I still like the Giants here.
Yeah, I do too. That's the one that I said I'm waiting on. Give me that 3 and I'm all over it. But even if I don't get it, I think the Giants are far and away the better team as long as Mark Sanchez is on the other side. The Redskins, worst offensive line in the league right now. No experience at quarterback or no good experience at quarterback and no backup behind him. Like they're stuck with Mark Sanchez this week. That's what they're married to. It's not going to go well. He's horrible.
Bronco -3.5 at Niner.
I kind of lean to 49er. And the number's gotten to the point where I don't want to play it. If it was at 6, I think I'd take the 49ers. But I think you're getting a little bit of fool's gold with the Broncos lately. And the 49ers, I guess it depends on how you look at turnovers. They have the worst turnover margin in the league. It's horrible. But if you look at turnovers as bad luck, which guys like RJ will tell you it is, then the 49ers are just extremely unlucky. There's also the train of thought that, well, the 49ers are throwing out something called Nick Mullins at quarterback, and that could have something to do with why they have so many turnovers.
Against a pretty good defense this week, too.
Yeah, so it's a stay away from me because the number's not where I want it, but I'm not betting Denver in this game.
Charger -14 against Bengal.
Under 48. Okay. The Chargers are the slowest-paced team in the league. They put out the least plays per game, basically. Phillip Rivers is one of those guys who waits to the last minute to take a snap, waits to the last second on the play clock. And the Bengals have no offense right now. The only offense they have is a run offense. They've got Joe Mixon. They don't want Jeff Driscoll throwing the ball down to Tyler Boyd. Like
No AJ Green.
Yeah. And think about what motivation do the Chargers have to get a blowout here, which by the way, this is probably why I'm leaning Bengal +14 as well. Think about what the Chargers just came off. National televised game against the Steelers. Think about what the Chargers have ahead of them next week. Basically, a game that could decide the division with the Chiefs on Thursday night. So a short week coming up. I expect they're going to run the ball, try to get out of there, try to get out of there healthy, which the Bengals, they don't even have the option to try to do that. So they're going to try to stay as healthy as they are, which isn't very. And I think it's a really low-scoring game. I think the Chargers win, but I think the Bengals keep it within a couple, 10 points, something like that.
All right, we'll finish these off when we come back. But right now, I'm going to tell you about Lions Poker Palace. And here's an idea. If you're in the area and you don't want to mess with this rain, go play poker tonight. Because guess what? They got a tournament on Friday night. They have a tournament every night.
Yeah.
And the place is fantastic. And I know you've heard us talk about it for a while. But I love going over there. And that's what I was talking about when going to Canada. Are you going to go to that poker? No, I got a better poker room right here in Lions Poker Palace. $5,000 guaranteed bounty at 6:30 tonight. How about this? Two big tournaments tomorrow. $12,000 guaranteed for $120 for No Limit Hold'em Saturday at 1. $10,000 guaranteed for $100 pot limit Omaha Saturday at 6:30. Another $10,000 guaranteed for No Limit Hold'em Sunday at 1. So big tournaments all weekend long. And go in there and check it out. George and Najib run a great, great room, and I promise you're going
to
love the place.
You are. And go to Facebook to see, follow them on Facebook to get all the details about their tournaments, buy-ins, times, things like that, what games they've got going at any given time. And we can tell you about it all we want. We can tell you how great the place is, but until you see it for yourself, you are not going to believe it. Stop in and see them. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. That's 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz, with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. It says 94.1 went to a random commercial break mid-segment, led with a Bombshells ad, and when the bomb went off at the beginning, I thought the station had exploded. That would suck. Because we would probably be in the station when it exploded.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
That'd be that's a negative, at least to me. So... Yeah, Lauren the Aggie says, oh, man, you're not kidding. Houston radar looks bad, and it's coming for us. Of course, she's over in the Beaumont area. So, yeah, be safe, everybody. It's just be careful driving home, and, you know, don't drive into the floodwaters, mess up your car and drown. Don't want that. All right, we still have a couple games left. Lions minus 2.5 now at Cardinal.
Man, I want to take the Cardinals, but I think they're really, really atrocious, and I can't do it. With good conscience, I just don't see how I can. So it would be Lions or nothing for me.
Eagles, Cowboys, we already talked about.
Yes.
You like Cowboys quite a bit. Steelers minus 10 at Raider.
I think I have to be on Raiders. It's gross because the Raiders suck, but go take a look at Big Ben as a big road favorite. He just doesn't cover as a big road favorite, almost never. And sometimes he loses outright as a big road favorite. So with the travel week coming off the on a short week, I like the Raiders. I don't know if I like it enough that I'm actually going to play him, but that's the only side I could play.
And finally, Vikings Seahawks. Seahawks minus 3.
Every sharp guy I know is saying Minnesota, and I don't see it. I don't understand it. I think Seattle is better, or is better than their record says they are. And their record right now says they're probably a playoff team. I think they're better than that. Or I think they're better than 7-5. So I this is basically going to decide who's got a chance to be a wild card and who doesn't. If you're telling me Seattle and Minnesota are equal teams, which a 3-point line suggests that they are, and maybe even saying Minnesota's a little bit better, because when you agree Seattle probably has more than the average 3-point home field advantage.
Yeah.
So you're telling me Minnesota's the better team on a neutral?
Computer program, actually, it varies between 4.5 and 5 points for Seattle. Yeah, I mean, it is a real advantage.
Yeah, I like Seattle given 3.
All right. There you have it. And we'll talk with RJ about those at 6 o'clock. So, not a lot that I love this week, but I do like a couple. I like the Giants, which we mentioned last segment. I do like the over on Ravens Chiefs. And those are probably the two that I will play for sure. And other than that, not to give away my two plays for money line on Sunday, but those are the two I use.
Okay.
So
here's something else to think about with the Heisman thing. And obviously Kyler Murray did have a fantastic season. Remember who won the Heisman last year? Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
What team did he play for?
Yeah, he played for Lincoln Riley. It's
so at
system,
some point, does it become the coach is the Heisman more than the player?
Maybe, but I don't. I mean, I think you have to take it, each one of them individually, and because it would be real easy to just see. I think people fall into that trap. How many Alabama running backs won the damn thing? Who, frankly, aren't that good?
Yeah.
I mean, good players, but not great players. So I'm not going to hold that against them unless, of course, I did hold it against them with the Alabama running backs. So maybe so, but the truth is, system or not, the guy had a magnificent year. Yeah. I'm still, like I said, I'm still leaning toward, I don't have a vote, but if I did, I'd still lean toward Tua, I think. But I do think it's a good discussion to have. They both are terrific college quarterbacks.
No doubt. Fantastic.
And I always admit, I do tend to, the guy I think is going to be better in the pros, I think Tua is going to be a terrific professional quarterback.
I do
too.
I mean, but that's obviously not the...
No, it's not the criteria. So... 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, almost everybody, depending on the position, is a system guy. Running backs at Alabama are system guys.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks in the air raid are system guys. Doesn't bother me too much. See that, you know, we didn't talk about this. A couple of former Astros killed in a car crash.
I saw that. Luis Valbuena.
And Jose Castillo.
Yeah.
Which apparently happened yesterday. It's that sucks.
Yeah, no doubt.
Luis Valbuena still play a little bit too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bummer. Sad story. He's a young guy. That sucks.
Apparently, as much as Astros fans were melting down that they didn't get Paul Goldschmidt, D-backs fans are pissed.
Yeah.
Because they don't feel like they got that much for him. So... I do have a story that I want to share with Jong because it's one of his people.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw this.
A Chinese guy?
No, not Chinese. Get out of it. Korean. What?
Mexican.
Oh.
A Korean broadcaster like Jong.
Okay.
He was...
calling me a broadcaster is a stretch, but okay.
Agreed.
Do you not host Comicast?
Yeah, but...
Then shut the bleep up. Spot TV's Jo Hyun Il was doing a segment and suddenly started having a really bad nosebleed.
Oh, boy.
At the point where it concerned his co-hosts, but dude just kept going. He got through the whole thing while he's gushing blood out of his nose.
Jeez.
Would you be able to do that, Jong?
From in here?
Yeah.
No.
I think he would. I think Jong could do it. Because, well, I mean, you're not on TV.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, continue while my nose is bleeding?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to stick, like, paper up my nose?
Nope.
Hmm.
You just have to keep letting it pour out onto your Captain America sweatshirt.
No, because I have the board in front of me, and if I get stuff inside there, it kind of fries stuff. So, no.
713-780-ESPN is your number. And, oh, you guy, you can make all the arguments you want. And, yeah, I've explained to you why I'm leaning. The stats are only part of it. If Tua plays
full games, yeah, then, yeah.
Part of the reason that, and it's not Kyler Murray's fault that his defense is so bad that he has to play every minute of every game.
He had to play every minute of every game against Army in a game where they only gave up 21 points.
I think he missed some of that game, if I recall right.
I don't know. I don't think he did because that. I mean, that went to overtime unless he got hurt. I think he ended up with 3 touchdowns in that game. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, the thing is, and again, eye test. If you've watched these guys, I mean, it's close. They're both really good, but you know, and I don't have a vote. So why the hell do you care that I wouldn't vote for your guy? You're trying to sell me on a fake vote.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, you're not going to sell me on my fake vote.
That's like when I put who I think should be the final four in the playoffs and Ohio State guy gets mad. Like, I'm not voting for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not on the committee.
Yeah.
I should be.
Same.
But there's a lot of committees I probably should be on. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And you know what? If you get home safely, you know what you should pop out of that fridge of yours.
Zumos.
No, Carbock.
Oh.
This was you. I was setting you up.
Damn. Well, I mean.
He only said Carbach three times.
Sorry. I tell you, I can barely hear Jong. Yeah. But the good news is Zumos and Carbach go well together, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a good thing. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Carbach, what's going on out there at the brewery. You'll Shoot Your Eye Out is available now. Seasonal Red Ale will light up the neighborhood. Loaded with smooth caramel malt and a citrus twist. You got to check this beer out. Great holiday ale. Here only for a limited time. They're going to be doing an art market Sunday, December 16th from noon to 7. You join and shop the local market for a funky Christmas story art market at Carbach Brewing. It's free to attend. It's pet friendly. Ugly Christmas sweaters will be on hand. There's going to be artists set up. Enjoy some beer while you shop around. And then afterwards, a screening of A Christmas Story, everyone's favorite holiday film. Every Monday, Bingo in the Beer Garden. Every Thursday, The Running Club. And of course, every day, you got to get out to the restaurant and patio. It's fantastic. You should be ashamed of yourself if you haven't tried this place yet. They've got a fantastic culinary team, a dynamic menu, and it all pairs really well with their beer. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today or tell your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Every night I stayed up, say your prayer, you make me greater. Let's save a chasing green for collard greens and baked potatoes on the table. Pray for cable, hit the label, now we major high. I got my own relationship with God, Lord.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
What up, son? Word. Yeah. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A32 says, halfway into the show and no mentions of the Avengers 4 trailer. Dude, if you didn't listen to the first part of the show, you can't text stuff like that. We opened the show with it, knucklehead.
I still haven't watched it.
Well, you haven't, but Jung and I geeked out over it. You know what I wish somebody would invent?
I mean, could they have done anything that would have not made you geek out?
No.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. Yeah, they could have. They could have done the same thing with the Game of Thrones trailer.
That's true.
Where I took one look at that and I go, this is dumb.
All they
had
to do was show some sort of action scenes and you'd be like, oh my gosh, this is going to be great. I mean, all it is
no.
You know,
no, that's
Captain America and Spider-Man running around like every other Avengers
Spider-Man
movie.
Is dead.
There is no
okay,
Spider-Man.
Well, whichever guys aren't dead running around like every other Avengers movie.
This one doesn't have any action sequences.
No.
It's very gloomy.
It's got a Hamlet moment. With Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, this is gonna.
You're gonna have to watch it.
I'm gonna think this is stupid. I can already.
The views are up to 29 million. By the way,
okay.
In a span of 7 hours, this trailer got more views than the Captain Marvel one did since it came out.
Shocker! No one cares about Captain Marvel. I know you guys thought I'm the only one who doesn't care. No, nobody does.
Jong does.
I'm not as much. I'll go watch it. But
he only cares because he does a show about comic books.
It's called Comicast. And John, tell them how they can get it.
You can go to iTunes and search Comicast. You can also go to podcastarena.com/Comicast. You can find us on Stitcher, Google Play, and on Spotify.
There you go. See, that's how you do it. You know what I wish somebody would invent? This whole wallet thing has me thinking. Like, what are you always worried about losing?
Phone keys wallet,
right?
Tap each... Left pocket, right pocket, back pocket.
Okay. Phone, we've got Find My iPhone,
mm-hmm.
which I had to use last week because my knucklehead wife put it in her backpack and took it to work.
Mm-hmm.
But why not a chip that you could put in your wallet?
They make those
keys.
Things.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Tile.
Tile, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's like a tiny little square tracker thing. So you could slide it into your wallet and wherever it is, you'd be able to find it.
See, why didn't I know about this?
You can put one on your keys too.
Why did I not know about this?
I don't know. Haven't we run commercials for it at some point on this station?
I don't think so.
No. Now I got to go look this up.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, they're relatively pretty cheap, too.
Like, what do you mean by relatively?
I mean, 10-15 bucks.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You can get like a 3-pack for $40 or something like that.
No kidding. 713-780-3776. Boy, you guys are in such a crappy mood on the text line. I don't know if it's the weather or what, but you can take your anger and take it out on somebody else because I really don't give a rat's ass what you have to say. And I don't have to read your text. Let's try a phone call. Is it CW?
Hello, CW.
Yeah, guys, I got a quick question. I hope you guys are doing well. I just have a quick question. I'll ask it, and then I'll go ahead and hang up and listen. It's about the Heisman criteria. I saw that Haskins was one of the top three, and his numbers are great, great stats, and I feel like they measure up right with the other two guys. But all of a sudden, they're only talking about Tua and Murray. Is it because he didn't get into the CFP, even though Baker Mayfield didn't get into it and he still won the Heisman? I just don't know what it is that what kind of criteria it takes to win the Heisman when he's up there and then all of a sudden he's gone overnight.
Well, do you remember who the finalists for the Heisman were last year? None of them made the college football playoff. It was like Baker Mayfield, Bryce Love, Lamar Jackson, and Saquon Barkley, and Rashad Penny, not even a Power Five guy. So, I mean, the likelihood that, you know, if there would have been a candidate on a Final Four team last year, I'm sure he would have gotten a little bit of a bump. But I do think that should be taken into consideration. I just think for the most part, Dwayne Haskins is good. I'm not trying to say he's not good. I just don't think he's on the level of these other guys. And I don't. Here's the other thing. Just like we don't know what the exact criteria to get into the playoff is, we don't. There's really no way of knowing what the committee's looking for, what voters are looking for. Everybody's got their own. It's not like, you know, there's a strict guideline. You've got who had the best stats here. I mean, a lot of it has to do with what the voters' opinions are, and you've got voters from all over the country, and they all feel differently about these things. I think the other way to look at it is most of these guys the other two guys, Tua and Kyler Murray, they had not only obviously big touchdown numbers for Dwayne Haskins is probably what got him in. They scored a lot of points. He threw a lot of touchdown passes. He didn't run nearly as much as Kyler Murray did, which I think that's why Kyler Murray's probably getting more love than him. And I think when you're splitting hairs, these guys, little stats like interceptions, I know 8 interceptions is a really good year for a quarterback, especially a quarterback who threw as much as Dwayne Haskins did. That's still twice as many interceptions as Tua had. Twice as many. So I don't know. I don't know why Dwayne Haskins isn't going to get the love, other than the two other guys are just better than him, had a better season.
Yeah, and to a 37-4 touchdown to interception ratio, that's just through the roof, man.
4 interceptions in the SEC.
Yeah. Scarballs asks, if you could only bet one type of bet in an NFL game, over, under, straight, or line, which would you choose and why? It depends on the game.
That depends on the game. Yeah.
I mean, they're all different. And it's the same thing that I used to talk about with horse racing. It's like, well, would you play exactas or trifectas? Well, it depends on the race. It depends on how you handicap it. If they suddenly made only one of them legal, I prefer totals, I think.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we don't have to.
Yeah. It's easy to take. The one thing I will say about betting totals is, it takes out your emotions of watching a team, and like, you know, there's teams that you watch and you're like, that team is good, that team is not good. And sometimes those can be constrictive when you're betting. So like I say, I don't want to bet on the Bengals because I think the Bengals are horrible, but the numbers say, man, this may be good value, but I'm still like, but they're the Bengals or they're the Raiders. With totals, it's almost everything you need is on a line, a number, a pile of numbers in front of you. You know, it's hard to take the eye test out of it when you're betting sides sometimes. When you're betting totals, it's simple to just look at numbers and look at the situation, look at the weather. It's a lot easier in my mind to unemotionally handicap totals.
Ehab says, Tile is not a GPS, though. If you walk away from your keys or wallet, you'll get an alert saying you're missing your item, and it shows you where it is. But if you're home and you left it at work, it will not track it.
That's not true. I think all you have to do is go to – you have a Tile app, right? And you can find out where any of your Tiled items are.
I thought so.
My wife has that. I'm
he
pretty
said
sure.
He figured this out the hard way by buying it. So
I mean, there are different degrees ones. Of okay. The Tile.
Because I want something that if I can't find my wallet, I'm going to go on and – do just like I do with Find My iPhone, and it's going to tell me where it is.
Yeah.
That's what I want. So I will look into it. Jeez, the weather is still bad. That's not good.
Well, it's going to be bad till tomorrow, right?
Well, yeah. It's supposed to have a little, there's supposed to be a little gap tonight, but then it's going to get bad again. So, and a lot of people bring it up. Wasn't Baker in the playoffs last year? I think you guys missed that one because Georgia beat him.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
So. That was
he did make it. So. He was the only one who made it, too, of the candidates.
713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. And guess what, guys? I have to tell you about my good friends at Texas Mattress Makers. And this is the one thing that's going to suck about going on vacation is I don't get to sleep on my Texas Mattress Makers mattress. And how about this? They're going to take care of you in December. Great sale for you. You know when you walk in, you're already saving 50%, right? Because they're not a retail store. They make the mattresses right there. They custom fit them for you. So you're already saving 50% over what you would pay if you went to a retail store. How about this? 25% on top of that all through December. And you know what? They're the number one mattress company on Yelp in Houston for a reason, because they know what they're doing. Yuval and his gang are fantastic. And so you know you're going to get in there. You're going to pay less money. You're going to get a great mattress. They're going to make sure that you love your mattress and that it fits you. And you're going to get more comfort and more support from people who they know everything about these mattresses because they make them right there. And go visit them today. The new store is at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Go say hello to Yuval or Lax or any of the gang. They will take care of you. Texas Mattress Makers is the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death of good God. Let me give you...
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Want to play football but don't want to get locked down for the whole season? Play with us. Just log on to ESPN975.com. Click on the Pro Football Pick'em, brought to you by Bombshells. You can play for a week, couple of weeks, or if you have it figured out, you can play for the season. Each week, we're giving away prizes to the top three winners. One of this week's prizes is a $50 gift certificate to Stag Provisions for Men. Whether you're in need of casual wear, dress clothes, or just new beach digs, Stags has what you need. Coming up tonight, Late Hits with Patrick Creighton and Drink of Ages at 9 o'clock, followed by the Vibe Scoreboard Show at 10 o'clock. And I hate this, so I'm apologizing in advance. Let's do the, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
All right. I apologize. I can't remember who emailed this to me. He emailed me two of them. And unfortunately, I have about 1,200 emails today from doing stuff with the Rebel Mouse and move over and everything else. So I apologize for not being able to give you credit for this. If you got kids in the car, you might want to turn it down for a minute. It's one of those. All right. A serial masturbator was arrested on Friday. Oh, great. This
was his name Fred? No. Like, as soon as you say serial masturbator, your phone is like, hey, Fred.
I think
is that the password to your phone?
I think Siri thought I was talking to her is what it was. Okay.
Like voice recognition. Serial masturbator. Oh, hi, Fred. Greetings.
Well, not in public. Maybe, at home, yeah. But he was arrested on Friday after exposing himself to women at a New Jersey doctor's office. Mm. Brian M. Bates,
it's inappropriate,
47, allegedly masturbated in front of women at a doctor's office while simultaneously using a toilet brush to pleasure himself. Upon arrival,
that's just gross.
I know. Officers found Bates in the bathroom.
How do you do that?
With the door open while masturbating and simultaneously attempting to penetrate his rear with the handle of the toilet bowl scrubber. Yeah, that's not good.
Mm-mm.
The act was witnessed by several adult females who were in the office. I mean, it probably takes a little flexibility in your arms. I don't know. But this guy has a history of public masturbation that goes back as far as 1997. This is pretty gross. He exposed himself to a 4-year-old girl in the bathroom of Barnes & Noble. How is he not still in jail?
For real.
Said he was arrested 2 months later after masturbating in front of two women at a Barnes & Noble. This guy's got a Barnes & Noble fetish. Arrested in 98 after exposing himself to three children. He finally pleaded guilty to fourth-degree lewdness observed by a child and got a year of probation. Dude, this guy should be in jail. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't know.
Serial masturbators.
The world is... Well, I mean... I don't know if that's a fair term, because a lot of guys could be serial masturbators. They just don't do it in public.
Yeah.
So there's a serial public guy.
But, that's the gross thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know.
What you want to do in your own home, that's on you.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that's what you have a shower for, or a bathroom, or whatever it is you use. But, oh well. Okay, so we'll have RJ coming up here in the next hour. And we'll talk NFL with him, as always. So that's always one of the better segments of the week. Make sure you tune in for that. And people trying to say fake news. It is the New York Post.
Okay.
So just so you know, because, yeah, I know his name's Bates, but New York Post tends to have actual... real stories. That just makes it better. His name's Bates.
Yeah.
But.
Lamont says, personally, I would choose Murray over Lil Mariota. Tua's way better than Mariota ever was. Said he had nothing to gain playing football, everything to lose, baseball career, and he went out there and manned up. We give prospects props for playing a bowl game, risking an injury before a draft. Here we have a guy risking his baseball career playing a whole season. That would be the difference between the two guys. Well, here's what I'll say. Murray was committed to Oklahoma before he got the baseball money. And I think he felt like he owed them because they took a chance on him when everybody else had kind of thrown him away. But I mean, if that's everybody's got their own reasoning for why one guy should be the Heisman, one guy shouldn't. I mean, it's different flavors of ice cream, I guess. I think Tua is the guy. I think if Tua played 4 quarters every game like everybody else, then we're looking at numbers that you've never seen before. But to each their own.
I'd dispute one thing there, that we give prospects props for playing in a bowl.
Yeah, I don't care.
I don't give them props for that. I don't think they should play in them. The only if you're in the playoff, absolutely.
Right. Beyond that,
and, yeah,
sit out. Get your money, bro.
Yeah, that's I think. And, of course, people, you're still at the school. It doesn't matter. Your career's done. It's an exhibition game. Wow. Looking at more radar updates. This doesn't look good. It's just for the record. So please be careful out there. We're trying to get you guys home in one piece. Salad toss. That guy hits the books hard then.
Zing.
Steven, the weather guy, book him. I admit I opened this line of questioning, Your Honor. I walked right into that one. So we'll see what happens. Somebody said, you don't think Murray has a badass insurance policy?
Oh, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. But I'm sure Tua does too. So they're doing okay.
Yeah. Why do you keep using the whole Tua didn't play full games argument? Kyler still has better stats than Tua in quarters 1 through 3. That's what he says.
Okay. I mean, their stats are pretty damn close, and I would say that Kyler Murray probably played at least 5 or 6 more quarters of football than Tua did.
Yeah, and
against worse defenses, mind you.
Yeah, that's the thing, and this is one reason I would downgrade him. Is the Big 12 is a joke defensively. Nobody plays defense, and yeah, you're going to put up better numbers. It's just going to happen. So, and again, numbers don't tell the whole story. Yeah. They never do, because if you put Tua in that offense, I think he's gonna put up ridiculous numbers. I think you put him in almost any offense. And I know you guys love you some Kyler Murray, but and there is a natural dislike of anything Alabama. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
I don't like Alabama. I think I hate Nick Saban. I'd love for bad things to happen to him so he'd go away so college football be interesting again. But I sure like that quarterback.
Yeah,
and
hell of a player.
You know, 4 interceptions. 37 touchdowns. It's not like he threw 19 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. 37 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. And that's just sick. And Murray had a real good ratio too. It was 40-7.
Yeah, very good. But also in a weaker defensive conference.
Yeah. So
And not every game he played was great either. You know, go back and look at his Baylor game. That wasn't pretty. Or not Baylor, Kansas. Baylor, I'm pretty sure he hammered. Baylor was horrible. But the Kansas game that Oklahoma was close in for a little while, I don't know. I want to say he was 1-1 interception, a touchdown, and maybe 250, 270 yards. I mean, against Kansas. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Again, everybody's going to have their opinion on it. You know, he threw for $160-something against Army. So, I think that you can make arguments for and against both guys. I've just kind of seen all year long, I've just been wowed by what I've seen from Tua.
Yeah.
You know, I just think he's a special player. I don't think you're going to see many guys like him.
Yeah, and maybe it's just because I look at Kyler Murray, and what I see is Derek King is what I see. And his number's very similar too until he got hurt.
So one of the other things that I consider is, and I understand, you know, Alabama's got a better overall team. Like Tua's got a better supporting cast than Oklahoma does. But a lot of that is, I mean, Kyler Murray's, a lot of these stats he's putting up were necessities. Like they had to chuck the ball around to keep up with games because their defense was so bad. To his credit, he was able to do it.
Yeah.
Whereas Tua was in a situation where, you know, there were sometimes Alabama gets into games where they don't need him to play in the third or fourth quarter, or they just need to turn into a running game in the third or fourth quarter. Oklahoma didn't have a lot of those this year. You know, they were – most of their games were at least somewhat competitive, especially in the second half of the season.
Yeah, and I don't know why we make such a big deal out of this freaking award.
I don't either.
It's not that big a deal. It really isn't. All right, guys. I'll tell you what is a big deal, making money. And MyBookie can help you do just that. All you got to do is get on, sign up, start playing. If you want to bet that, if you really think that Kyler Murray should win the Heisman, you can go bet on that right now on MyBookie. And you can bet on NHL, you can bet NBA, you can bet college basketball, you can bet Army-Navy on Saturday, you can bet the NFL. And the best thing about my bookie and what I like, and horse racing too, I was playing a little Remington Park last night. The thing I like about my bookie is if I win, I actually get paid. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. And there's a lot of other websites out there, and they're pretty shady, not these guys. They've got great customer service. If you have any issues at all, they're going to help. And they got the in-game betting, which is fantastic. If you miss the start of a game, you can still get in. Or if the team you like it gets down early, you can get a better price. So it's just a great way to go on there and shop. All you have to do is on your computer or mobile phone, Google My Bookie, and get your account started. Right now, they'll match 50% of your initial deposit. So if you put $200 in, you're going to get $100 to bet with from My Bookie for free. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Google My Bookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My Bookie.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.